Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis.
This is an important point that I've missed a large part of my life and learned this in a study recently, is that after the rapture, there will be no second chance for those who have heard the word of God and rejected Christ. And this is a very important point because I think a lot of people are banking that when the rapture comes, then I'll believe that it's real, and then I'll get saved during the tribulation. But in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 10, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusions that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Dr. Davis concludes her series on the book of Daniel today and discusses the importance of making a faith decision to follow Christ before end time events unfold to the point of their fruition. Because in that time of great distress, persecution, and upheaval, life will be made more difficult for those on earth who desire to follow Jesus. Here's Dr. Davis, the rapture, the tribulation, the millennial reign of Jesus, and are you ready?
There are a number of key points that we covered in chapter 2, and I'll go through them. The purpose of the dream of Nebuchadnezzar was to witness the transferring of the world's power from the Jews to the Gentile rulers. We see four empires of the world's kingdom, and they were given the authority to rule the world. This statue has a lot of meanings. The first one being human government stands on a delicate foundation. Human government is deteriorating. The statue declined by power of governments. God's standard for government is a theocracy in which he offered to the Israelites, but they chose to ask for a monarchy in which God gave them what they asked for, but is not what they needed. When they did that is when their future really started going downhill and their moral depravity began when they asked for Saul. This statue also shows us that there's a disintegrating family of government and the developing force of government, that as you go down the statue, there's going to be more pull or push between the iron and the clay-like voice of the people. And we'll see that. We're seeing that playing out in our current society today, and we'll see more of that in the future. But the stone that strikes the statue during the clay as well as the iron location at the feet. And the stone is not cut out with a man's hands. It is a supernatural kingdom that will come and where Christ wins in the end. But most importantly, and like I said before, that if you do not listen to anything that we've said in chapter 2, is to remember that we are on the eve of the end of this age, that the rapture could come at any moment. And having a backup plan to get saved after the rapture, 2 Thessalonians tells us that those that enjoy unrighteousness during this time will be given to powerful delusions if we reject God and his righteousness. So we're just waiting on the shout and the trumpet. You know, the church is just waiting on the shout and the trumpet, because when that happens, the dead in Christ is going to rise. And then those of us that are alive are going to be caught up and we'll be with Christ. And we see in the end that Daniel was rewarded for his faithfulness and his obedience to God. And I'm here to say today that God will do that in our lives. We need to be people just like Daniel that will purpose in our heart not to defile ourselves with the world, to be in the world, but not of the world, but to remain obedient and live a righteous life so that we can see the mighty moves of God.
As Dr. Davis concludes her teaching on the prophetic writings of the Old Testament book of Daniel, she points to Daniel's prophecy for the end time government, a loose confederacy of 10 nations rising out of the aches of the Roman Empire that shall rule Western and Middle Eastern nations with an iron fist. Even now, we are seeing signs of a great paradigm shift of powers on earth. China, once a sleepy, underdeveloped nation, now emerging as an economic and military superpower, and the EU sitting in a place of authority to reclaim the Iron Empire of Rome. Daniel had a clear vision from God that as these things take place, they would be a sign to that generation that the end would be near. While these chain of events in the book of Daniel are important to know, what is of greater importance, are you ready? Ready to follow Jesus now and into the future? If God has been stirring in your heart and you're not sure what he's doing, Dr. Davis would like to help. You can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or connect with her on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Or you can write to her at The Truth Project, P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a ministry of The Truth Project.